optimism, a little bit of hope that maybe now with these ceasefire talks underway in Egypt, maybe we're near the end of this war.
More than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed during the war, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The government shutdown entering its second week, the Senate voting on another stopgap measure today. President Trump also raising the possibility that furloughed workers, he says, may not all get back pay. Hurricane Priscilla strengthening in the Pacific, now just shy of a Category 3. This is ABC News. Supreme Court justices hearing arguments today in a case involving conversion therapy. That's the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through treatment. The Colorado case involves a licensed therapist who offers faith-informed counseling. That's clashing with the state's law banning the practice, saying it harms young people. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The justices really wrestled with whether these types of laws that restrict what counselors can or cannot say when treating young people who are struggling with their gender identity or sexual orientation need to be held to a very high standard because it involves free speech. And today, I would say a majority of the conservatives did appear inclined to hold this law and others like it to that very high bar. Not entirely clear how they would come out, but they sure were skeptical of any of these restrictions put on counselors and how they talk to young people about sex and sexual orientation.
Justices will issue a decision in the spring. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The 16-year-old Green Bay High School student accused of bringing a loaded gun to Preble High School will stay in a juvenile facility for now, while the courts work to figure out whether he'll be prosecuted in juvenile or adult court. The teen was in court yesterday while attorneys debated whether he should be released to the care of his parents and on a GPS monitoring system or remain in custody. The 16-year-old male is currently charged in juvenile court, but prosecutors have asked that the case be moved to adult court. The state focused its argument on the seriousness of the crime, saying the gun the student is accused of bringing to Preble High School was loaded and extra ammunition was nearby. Both parties are expected to be back in court at a later date. The incident, nearly a month ago now, sparked new security measures to be put in place throughout the Green Bay Area School District. You can score a free pizza tonight, courtesy of the Green Bay Metro Fire Department. The initiative is part of Fire Prevention Week this week, highlighting the importance of having working smoke alarms in your home. If you live in Green Bay, just call Domino's Pizza on Military Avenue tonight between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department will deliver your pizza in a fire truck and check your smoke detectors while they're there. If your smoke detectors are working properly, your pizza is free. If not, you won't get the pizza for free, but firefighters will replace the batteries or install new smoke detectors at no charge. According to the National Fire Protection Agency, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths from 2018 to 2022 were caused by fires in homes without working smoke alarms. Wisconsin's own Ed Gein, or Gein, depending on who you ask, topped the Netflix charts over the weekend, coming in at number 1 on the top 10 list. Monster, the Ed Gein story, is an 8-part series profiling the infamous murderer and grave robber from Plainfield, Wisconsin. The series received negative reviews from critics following its debut last Friday, with some saying it's overly graphic and filled with factual inaccuracies. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of 5 playoff series. The Cubs have now lost 2 in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first 2 games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game 3 tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for Game 3 starting pitcher?
Game 3 will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds of 5 to 10. Our highs will top out in the mid-60s. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, north winds. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 30s. Frost advisory in effect. It's 66 at our studios. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that very much. Blood, sweat, and tears, 97.9.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You
In Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
Until happiness is destined. vacation. Slip away, 'cause your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a rose in the distant blood.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, and don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl.
Stills, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric. Good afternoon to you. If you live and or work in a downtown Green Bay area, trains, they're inevitable, right? You can't avoid them. But I've got to learn if there is any sort of schedule to them because, between the trains and the boats, of course, I got caught by one today. I came in around 10, a little bit before, and I was waiting like 17 minutes. That is a long time, and I didn't get there right when the guards came down. You know, that's too long for a railroad crossing. Am I right? I mean, you've been there. You got caught in some of those long ones, and then by the time you're like, oh man, I need to get around this, you're boxed in, and then you just gotta stay there till it's gone.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
from our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with Tommy James and the Shondells.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. my baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah.
You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does the hanky panky.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The man accused of stealing historic cast iron crosses from a local cemetery to sell online made his initial court appearance yesterday. 58-year-old Bradley Block of Lamartine appeared in Winnebago County Court on felony charges of theft totaling up to $100,000. Police say Block stole 6 4-foot-tall iron crosses from St. Patrick's Cemetery. They were valued between $10,000 and $15,000 each. The gravestone markers were molded at the old Menasha Foundry in the 1800s. Investigators arrested Block in August after finding the markers for sale on Facebook Marketplace and eBay. Police say when investigators went to the Lamartine address listed in the post, they found one of the crosses displayed in the front yard. Through the course of the investigation, police tracked down all 6 of the stolen crosses that had already been purchased by buyers in DeKalb, Illinois, Kewaunee, and Waupun. Authorities say they're working to return the grave markers to the cemetery. How soon that will happen depends on whether they're needed as evidence in the trial. The court gave Block a $500 signature bond. He's ordered not to have contact with any graveyards or use any online selling sites. His next court appearance is October 27th. It's not just Taco Tuesday today, but it's National Taco Day. In honor of the celebration, Taco Bell is offering tacos for a buck, as well as other deals on food. Moe's Southwest Grill here in Green Bay is also getting in on the action with a $2 taco promotion. And Margarita's out near Lambeau regularly runs a buy one, get one free taco special on Tuesdays, which coincides today with National Taco Day. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds of 5 to 10. Our highs will top out in the mid-60s. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, north winds. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Right now, it's 64.
WGBW.
eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 and streaming online at WGBW.FM with the Rascals.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really, oh,
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 The Beach Boys.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
before the second show. Just the radio. Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh baby. I love you, I really do.
Superstar, The Carpenters, local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. How about the Brewers, huh? Taking game 2, 7-3 at AmFam Field last night. Now, of course, tomorrow they'll be headed down to Wrigley Field with all the Cubs fans. Ugh. Yeah. But man, it's been such an exciting year. And I think what adds to it is at the beginning of the year, none of this was expected. It's got a little bit of the feel of the season, the last time the Packers were in the Super Bowl. At the beginning of that season, you know, nobody expected, you know, 2010 that was. But lo and behold, in the postseason, and boom. The difference, of course, the Brewers really turned it on and were able to finish with the top seed, whereas the Packers had to play everything on the road back then. So, yeah. Hey, in any event, there is still plenty of room on the Brewer bandwagon. Hop aboard.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Thank you.
patient, don't be slow. No, 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 no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, 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 no. And I don't know. Conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No, 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 and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can tell your kids that this is how you had to get dates and communicate with people before texting. Knock three times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If the answer is no, I love you, I love you.
Oh, my
means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
Songs you know, information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
Let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movie. Hey baby, the planet I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey baby, the planet I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be?
But his hands are clean, and you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lay, lay.
big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Michelle Franzen. As the government shutdown carries into a second week, President Trump says not all furloughed workers may be entitled to back pay. It comes ahead of another Senate vote today on a stopgap measure. President Trump making those comments before meeting with Canada's prime minister at the White House. The president says trade talks are ongoing for both countries that are in conflict over tariffs.
Well, it's a complicated agreement, more complicated maybe than any other agreement we have on trade, because, you know, we have natural conflict. We also have mutual love. You know, we have great love for each other. I love this. I love Canada and the people of Canada.
Today marks 2 years since Hamas carried out the surprise October 7th attacks across Israeli villages and at the Nova Music Festival. At least 1,200 were killed, more than 250 others taken hostage. Peace talks also taking place today in Egypt for the second day on a Gaza ceasefire.